Simen Shin Chav Tes, Sif Dalet. The Machaber says that even if somebody was dug up from under an earthquake or a building collapsing, and they find him, he's in a very difficult matzav, he's very badly injured, he's not going to live too long, he'll only live a short amount of time, still we continue doing what we could to get him out and to save him. That said, if they get up to his nose and they see by his nostrils he's not breathing, then they stop, because that means he's no longer alive. It doesn't make a difference, Shulchan Aruch says, if they start from his feet or if they start from his head. In either direction, we keep on trying to dig him out, and we see that he's in a very difficult situation. Only when they get up to his nose and they see that he's no longer breathing, at that point they stop. And if he is breathing, they keep on going. The Mishnah Berurah points out the chiddush over here, that means even if they pass by his heart, and it seems clear that his heart is no longer pumping, they continue going until they get to his nose, and they only stop if they see that he's no longer breathing. Sifhei, the Mechaber says that there's a pile of people under a collapsed building or something to that effect, and they find that the people on top of the pile are no longer alive. We don't say that if they passed away, then the people on the bottom must have also. Rather, we keep on going and digging, because maybe there's somebody on the bottom that's still alive. In Sif Vav, the Mechaber discusses if enemy or non-Jews of some sort, they attacked Jewish cities. So, are we allowed Machal Shabbos to save ourselves? So the Mechaber says that they just came for money, because they want to plunder, they want to take money away from us, then we cannot Machal Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, because for Hefsa Mammon, there's no heter to be over on Yisrael Shabbos. However, if they came to kill, or even if they came out Stam, or we're not sure if they came to kill, then we take weapons or Machal Shabbos to fight against them. Mishnah Berurah explains, even if we're not sure, since something the Fosh Lahoko, we don't take any chances. The Mechaber says that if it's a border city, even if they only came for money, even if they came for straw and stubble for small amounts of money, still Machal Shabbos. The Mechaber says, even if they didn't make it to the country yet, it just we hear that they're about to come, they're approaching, there's already the news is out that they're coming, still we put on the weapons, and we make noise, and we get people ready to fight back. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that by a border city, we have to be more careful, because they're afraid if they conquer the city, they're going to make their way into the country, and who knows what's going to happen as they get further in to Eretz Yisrael, or to wherever the Jewish place is. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, there are those who say, there's Rishonim who say, that Bezman Azen nowadays, even if they came just for money, we're still Mechal Shabbos to fight against them. And the reason is because there might be somebody along the way who's not going to want to let them take his money, he's going to fight back, and they're going to kill him. So it is a question of Pikoch Nefesh. It really is. And the Mishnah Berurah explained, talking about a case where they're attacking a rabbi, a tzibur of people. And we have to be concerned, we, so to speak, the people in charge and making decisions, the rabbanim, whoever it is, have to be concerned there'll be somebody who'll try to fight back for his money, won't want to give his money, and they'll end up killing him. So it's considered if they came from the fascists. But if there's a yachl, an individual person, who gets attacked by a guy and they only want his money, so he should not fight back. He should allow him to take his money, and this way it won't come to Chol Shabbos. Because we have to do whatever we could to avoid Chol Shabbos. Only when it's a rabbim, there a group of people being attacked, we have to be afraid that somebody in the group who's not familiar with this halacha won't be able to hold himself back. He's going to fight back. And therefore we have to Machal Shabbos to fight against the goyim before it comes to the question of pikuach nefesh. The Mishnah says, and a kol of it all depends on the circumstance. Mishnah Berurah explains, it depends how angry these goyim appear. If it appears that they're going to kill, if need be, in order to get what they want. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays, that we live amongst the goyim, if there's an enemy nation that comes to attack the country which we're living in, we have to go out with weapons, even on Iskei Mammon, whatever it is, kedin de malchusa, and especially brings the Rekech and the Gudah, if the country that we live in is going to upset us, the Yesh Ve'aretz, if we didn't fight back on behalf of our country, to give Machal Shabbos, because Dina de Machusa Dina. Obviously, this is something that's based on the time and place in which one lives in the world. We have to know what Dina de Machusa Machayev in different situations, but the Iker is not to come to a question of Bekoch Nefesh. V'day L'mevin. Sivchas, someone sees a ship that has a Yid on it that's shaking in the Yam, or a river is coming to overflow, or there's a Yach, an individual person who's being chased by an Anas, By a person who's coming to attack him, to kidnap him or to attack him. Mishnah Berurah says, even the person who's coming to attack him is another Yid. If we're afraid it comes to Sakana, so then we have to save the Nerdov. We have to save the person who's under attack. We have to save the ship. That's a risk of drowning. There's one Yid in it even. If a person is being chased by a Nachash or a Doiv, by a snake or by a bear, it's a mitzvah to save him. Even if it means doing many Malachal Shabbos, we have to do whatever we could to save even a single Yid. Even one Yid, we have to Machal Shabbos in order to save them. Mishnah Berurah says, if we're going to put ourselves, our own lives at risk by trying to save them, then Chayach HaKoydman, we don't do that. Even the Savik Sakana for us, still that's enough that we should not get involved in this person's Vada Sakana, our Savik Sakana of a rise. We should have to make sure to really Savik Sakana, not to go too far with this. Like the Chazal say, Havadat Atmakach Badakach, so worried that maybe he's putting himself to Sakana, and therefore he doesn't try to save their life, Chas V'Shalom Ashkocha will make that one day himself will attack a base Sakana. Siftes Machaber says that those who go out to save, then they come back after the war is over, they come back and they can bring their weapons back with them, even though it's on Shabbos. Shabbat explains to her, if we don't allow him to do that, next time they'll be hesitant to go out and save. Based on this, Rav Moshe is a true Nigas Moshe, where he allows Hatzalah members to come back, even if it means driving back sometimes on Shabbos, in order that they should not be hesitant in the future to take a call.